In other news, a California court has ruled that a former prosecutor lied when he made remarks about blacks and Jews. The ex-prosecutor claimed to have a secret deal with a judge to keep Jews and blacks off juries in cases involving the death penalty. That, of course, would be illegal, and his remarks raised the possibility that at least one convicted killer might get a new trial. NPR's Richard Gonzalez reports.
The allegations came from former Alameda County Deputy District Attorney John Quatman. He said that 18 years ago, a now-deceased Superior Court Judge Stanley Gold privately advised him to strike Jews from a death penalty jury. Quatman claims the judge believed Jews would never vote for capital punishment. On trial was Fred Freeman, who was ultimately convicted of murder and sentenced to death. Once Quatman's allegations surfaced, Freeman's attorneys appealed to the state Supreme Court, which ordered an investigation. After hearing 22 witnesses, this week Superior Court Judge Kevin Murphy ruled that Quatman is dishonest and unethical and that his allegations about Judge Gold can't be believed. It was bad news for Freeman, who was unlikely to see a new trial. But the 10-page ruling came as welcome relief to Judge Gold's family. His son, Matthew Gold, now a deputy DA in Alameda County, says Quatman tried to smear his father by claiming that they had secret conversations and a pact to rig the jury.
In all counts, what has really occurred here is that Jack Quatman was proved to be a liar with a vendetta and a motive to lie.
That motive, Judge Murphy concluded, was Quatman's long-standing resentment over being disciplined and demoted for insulting a female colleague. But the attorney who first reported Quatman's allegations, Scott Kaufman, says the judge got it wrong.
In my personal opinion, based on my conversation and the context of the conversation I had with Jack Quatman, I have absolutely no reason to think that he's lying. And I think it is convenient for the attorney general and for the district attorney's office to have this conversation shut down because it's embarrassing.
Kaufman claims that in spite of this recent ruling, the Alameda County DA's office has an informal policy of excluding Jews and blacks from serving on capital juries. The Anti-Defamation League has asked California Attorney General Bill Lockyer to investigate these claims. Richard Gonzalez, NPR News, San Francisco.